Module 3, Unit 5, Page 39, Exercise 5.
The school was set up in 1922 CE, and there were four main aims. Firstly, to train Jordanian craftspeople to make and restore mosaics. Secondly, to preserve the mosaic floors all over Jordan. Thirdly, to provide new work opportunities for artists. And lastly, to make people aware of the importance of mosaics as part of Jordan's cultural heritage. Students come from all over Jordan, both young men and women. To qualify to take the course, you have to complete the 10th grade with an average of 75% and above. You have to take a special entrance exam in art and general knowledge, and the 15 best students are selected. The course of study lasts for 2 years. In the first year, students learn how to make mosaics and practice copying the details of well-known ones. In the second year, during the summer, students often go to work on archaeological sites with experts from abroad. This is so that students can get experience in practical work and in the new techniques that people use these days. The rest of the year, the students make new mosaics and restore old ones. They always leave the most important and the most precious mosaics in place. The others, if they are a reasonable size, are brought to the school to be restored. When the restoration is completed, the most important mosaics are returned to the site where they were found. Some are added to museums, and some are used to decorate the outside of public buildings. When students graduate from the school, they get a special certificate in mosaic education and restoration. Some graduates go on to work on restoring the many mosaics found in the region. There are lots. And some work in tourism. Others make new mosaics, either to sell to the public or to galleries. This work has led to a lot of interest in Jordanian mosaics, especially in the economy of Madaba, where they are sold. It makes the students feel proud to be able to do that.